Hello. I'm going to take my glasses off because I can see you with glasses when I'm looking here, but when I read, I have to take them off because middle age. I have a book that just came out this year called Eating a Cheeseburger During the End Times. Usually I try to read newer things, like newer than in a book, but COVID has not been my friend in terms of writing new poetry. So I'm going to read from the book tonight. And we had a conversation about dogs beforehand. So I think maybe this poem is going to be apropos of that or whatever apropos means. It's called Hungover and Awakening to the Neighbor's Asshole Dog. Hungover and awakening to the neighbor's asshole dog, staring at me, then barking at me as I lift kitchen blinds. Coffeeless, with the scent of stale vodka and wine burning my nostrils. My head a cartography of potholes and fill in the blanks from the previous evening. The way it stands there, bouncing, yapping, cold black eyes, white Muppet face, owning my aural landscape until it condescends to forget me and take its shit. The mutt's owner shrugging down an apology while playing on his cell phone. I shut the blind and return myself into the pale gray blue of lightless linoleum. And know that while not all humans commit murder, all humans must surely understand the pure pleasure of murderous intent. To continue with my positive theme, I'm going to do a poem called The People in the Grocery Store Look Like Death Warmed Over. Spoiled vegetables and rancid meat are what we get for a long day of servitude. Long lines and bored cashiers playing on cell phones. Self-check machines for the post-industrial world dandy. Flat soda and stale bread. Warm beer by the caseload that will drink to insanity and bliss. The people in the grocery store look like death warmed over, coming home from work, to their common miseries and their self-inflicted wounds. Microwave leftovers and the dread faces of loved ones, rank capitalist bound and gagged. I hate them as I hate myself for making each other suffer this way. And I'm gonna read a poem about the past. It's called Ghosts of Summer. Give me back the smack of wiffle ball bat on wiffle ball. The home run kings of cul-de-sacs surrounding duplex houses, playing 10-run rule, or until it was all decided when the wiffle ball went rolling down the sewer. Give me back playing Nerf football in the shade with concrete gods, making Star Wars action figure plots right out of the humid, sweltering air, the sunsick joy of evermore romance that wouldn't last a week, trading baseball cards on picnic benches, like sweaty stockbrokers fearing a crash. Those suburban kids, those suburban girls, those ghosts of summer playing tag with the streetlights and fireflies, some of whom have died too young, some of whom have lived to grow as gray as I. Oh, give me back that freedom of faux innocence and blissful indecision, you petrifying wretch of time. The name of the book is called Eating a Cheeseburger During End Times, and I got the title from the last time that my wife and I went out and had food before everybody was sequestered and everything closed. So I'll read the title poem. Also, I don't know how long each reader has, so I'll do a couple more and then I'll let you guys know when the final one's coming. Anyway, this is the title poem. It's called Eating a Cheeseburger During the End Times. The bar has most of its televisions turned to Fox Business Channel, except for ones playing a Mets Nationals game from last year. The men in the bar are watching the stock market crash again and again with as rapt attention as they would ESPN. Tomorrow the world is on lockdown and this bar will be closed like thousands of others while we wait out the pandemic. But today is for eating a cheeseburger during the end times. As men in the bar complain about the money they'll lose on the stock market instead of maybe losing their health or their lives. Men seem to worry about the most trivial of things in times of crisis. A week ago, I was complaining about my job. Yesterday, I fought two people for the last loaf of bread and screamed into the void about the lack of toilet paper and black beans. And who in hell knows if I'll have a job to go back to? I probably should be indoors, making neighborly peace and hand sanitizing my soul, binge watching a world that now looks so foreign to me. But they make a damned good cheeseburger here, and it might be months, if ever, before I get to have it again. The bartender, Ross, is losing his job tomorrow. He just took a bath on his Disney stock an hour ago and got a text from his fiance that she lost her job right now. They were planning for a wedding in May. The unraveling is happening in real time, and there is nothing to do or say but just sit here and wait on it, except for some guy in an FDNY t-shirt who says, "The flu killed more people yesterday." Everyone laughs and nods silently. They go back to watching the stock market crash on TV, sucking up a trillion in government money. As I clear my second beer and turn to the year-old Mets national game, cheering when Juan Soto hits a double, a fool for move for sure, but forgetting all of this, if only for a moment. This is the second to last poem I'll read. So that means the one after this is the last one, then, isn't it? Barney sits outside the Indigo Tavern. Yes, it's another COVID-related poem. Barney sits outside the Indigo Tavern, like it's going to open any minute. He sits on the wooden bench that he's usually on, smoking his unfiltered cigarettes. He sits there like there's a new pint waiting for him inside and a Mets game on the TV. Like Phil is in there with his cheap scotch, Dennis with his cheap white wine and ice cubes. Barney sits there smiling like he's got a joke to tell Darlene. If he's lucky, he'll flirt with Jill. Barney sits outside checking his watch, but the Indigo has been closed for 3 months as the pandemic raged on and on. The American flags outside the bar are yellow and drooping, tattered at their fringes. No one planted new flowers in the big stone plots. Bill caught COVID from watching Fox News, and Dennis is afraid to come outside. Darlene says that stimulus check didn't do her for shit, and the unemployment barely lets her slide by. Barney sits outside the Indigo Tavern on a bright sunny day in June, waiting like he always does, as a truck full of day laborers pull up to the curb and get out of a big red truck. They have ladders and toolboxes with them, saws and big planks of wood, a new padlock, a for rent sign, and the bright brass keys to the Indigo's classic front door. Let's see what we should do to end this. It's a surprise to me and a surprise to you. Okay, this is a very short one. It's called A Poem for Gray Clouds on a Fucked Evening after LiPo. The red faces of traffic on 75th Street and kids shouting invective in the park. In both, there is no lack of bullshit and violence. As the gray clouds follow me back to the liquor store on another fucked evening where dignity and my liver are the cost of making it work here in Bootstrap America. Thank you.